Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are beginning our walk through the book of 1 Corinthians, and we are examining this call to the church to be holy, even in the midst of a corrupt culture like Corinth. And Paul holds himself up as one who was called of God out of his own corrupt context, who now walks in the light of God's grace and holiness. And in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, another man besides Paul is mentioned. His name is Sosthenes. The name means powerful, savior, or safe in strength. But there was a time in Sosthenes' life when he was not safe. The only other time this name is mentioned is in Acts chapter 18, when Paul comes to Corinth for the first time. After Paul had had that dramatic vision telling him to continue to preach the gospel, the next passage says that another group of Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him into court, attempting to lay formal charges on Paul. But when Gallio, the one presiding over the hearing, heard the accusations against Paul, he said, "It's a matter of questions about words and names of your own law, so see to it yourselves. I refuse to be the judge over these things." And then Paul was released. But then in verse 17, it says this, "And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal." It appears that it was Sosthenes' plan to haul Paul in front of the court system. He told the crowd, perhaps, "This is the way we get rid of Paul." But when it didn't work out, the Jews turned on him and beat him. So Sosthenes was a man a lot like Paul once was. He was not sympathetic to the message of Christ. He thought it was a distraction and wanted to get rid of this loudmouthed Christian, but he took a beating when his plan didn't work out. And somewhere along the way, we don't know exactly how, but somewhere along the way, Sosthenes turned from his sinful ways and embraced Jesus as Lord. And now Paul says that he is our brother. Not only could Paul have said, "Don't you remember my context? There's no way I can walk in holiness among my peers." He could have said that to God. But now he's pointing to Sosthenes as well, who has the same type of testimony. Yet, there was this change, this turnaround, this newness of life exploding from Sosthenes, our brother, this transformation in the midst of a surroundingly corrupt culture. So be encouraged, church. We've been given two shining examples of God's grace bringing salvation and sanctification on two really sinful men. If God can do it in their lives, He can do it in us. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Goni LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.